as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I ain't never been too good at that relationship thing.
But like,
well, we know how I felt about relationships before.
I guess it's the way I grew up.
Yeah, like Reese didn't want to get married. Like we talked about.
We always thought we was gonna be bachelors.
Reese is the opposite of everything I am right now. Is the absolute opposite of what I said it was gonna be before it happened.
He was worse than me.
Oh, I know.
He was worse than me.
I'm the one that tamed him. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wait, that's another thing. Like, then,
that bullshit.
Like, I think that goes back to, like, I can be the one to tame them.
Right.
Why do people normalize, like, taming and, other people? Like,
okay,
why
so I said that joking, but, like,
that's a serious question.
But like, I didn't tame him. I think, like...
She did.
Both of us, like...
She changed some things.
He cooled each other out.
And I feel like... He wouldn't have tried so hard if he didn't think, like, I was the one that he really could settle down with. Like, you wouldn't put that... Why put that much effort into something if it's going to be short?
Right. You're definitely not going to put... Well, me personally, I'm not going to put that much effort in somebody that I don't see myself being with.
Like, he didn't even want to have kids.
Even though I hated her guts when I met her.
Yeah, we hated each other. But, like...
Couldn't stand that moment.
Like, so we finally, like, talked about having kids one day, and he was like, yeah, that's a no. And, like...
That went long.
And he, like,
it was like a week and y'all was moving in. What the fuck are you talking about?
No,
look. It was, hold on.
It was no long. It was like a week or two.
Let's take a little drive back.
I remember meeting Jennifer.
Can I
and then like a week later, it's like, yo, you want to come over? Like, yeah, I come over. You cook chicken breasts. I remember you cook.
And Ashley was there.
But yep. Hold up, let's take a little jog back.
That was like a week, dog. It wasn't even a week.
You remember about?
It wasn't even a good week.
An hour ago, when we was talking about people not trusting people.
Hold on.
I tried to be nice. I tried to be nice to Miss Jennifer over here one night, whatever the circumstance was, and I'm like, yo, take my keys. You can stay in my crib. You know the first thing she said to me was?
I'm not sleeping in bed with you.
Yeah. I'm like, motherfucker, I ain't saying I was trying to sleep. I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to be nice. I'm giving you a spot to stay in. And I didn't try anything. Like, but I'm just saying I was trying to be nice.
Females out.
But that's what I was going to say. But that goes back to the thing that we said earlier.
When you don't try anything with them. Like, if
why ain't he trying
that? Yeah, like, why?
It doesn't trip me out. It doesn't trip me out.
Like, I have plenty of female friends, and I know it boggles their mind. And I'm convinced that they probably think, a couple of them probably think I'm gay or some shit like that. What you saying?
Because I can't make a male friend without them expecting more. Yeah.
That's just the males you talking to.
But that's ain't you making my point, though?
Because I got more female friends than I have male friends. And
I have more male.
But
too.
That's where we differ, too. Like, we're not super jealous people. Like Matt, for instance, like me and Matt were like best friends forever till he got married. And like there were times Reese would come home from work and like me and Matt are sleeping in bed, like literally sleeping in bed. And like he didn't like wake me up and say anything. He just went on the couch. Like he was my best. Like,
but see, I'm a bad example.
No, you're a good example.
No,
that's the way it should be. Like,
I'm really a bad example because I'm by nature not a jealous person.
I'm a jealous person.
I can see some shit I don't like, but I'm not going to jump to conclusions about every little thing.
Right, until there's something.
See, them people like that little one sitting right there.
It's only popping.
He's talking about Ashton, not Laurel. There's two little ones.
There's the bus. You're under it.
But I'm definitely way more jealous than you.
I'm going to again say, I know who Ashton involved with, too. I'm sorry, dog. I'm sorry.
And I'm gonna agree with Miss Ross. I think she is the more jealous of the two.
I am the jealous one, but
you think?
Yeah.
No, well, there's a lot. Like, I am the more jealous one, but I'm not like crazy. Like when you're down here doing, fix your face.
Is a pig's foot? Hey, Mark.
She got mom mode on you.
Fix your face.
Is a pig's foot pork? She says she.
But
why are you going to say pig's feet to me?
I mean, because I knew you would understand.
Listen! So, what I'm saying, though, is, like, I'm not jealous to the point that, like, if I come home and you're down here doing podcasts with two girls and there's no guys in here, I'm not like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? That, like, that doesn't... Like, nothing like that bothers me. I've never
heard. See, I would be the opposite.
But as another female, though, like, I feel like I can read other females, so I can realize, like, if you're a threat or you're a threat.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't make me feel like I'm better than you. Like,
no,
But I can read your body language or
But I think
I'm about to
be a jealous motherfucker.
I think it's the fact that like I'm confident in my marriage. Like, that thing where I was like, he chooses to be with me, and I choose to be with him. So if he decides to choose something else, like, would it suck? Yeah, but I'm not gonna like. Why would you?
It would hurt
fight
for
someone.
While,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got you.
But like, I am a jealous person.
Y'all never like answered my attacked question, though.
What was your question? I got ADD. Mm-hmm. So ask again.
I got ADHD, so cute. So come on.
Why is it so awkward for females when a guy doesn't try to sleep with them?
I don't feel that way because I'm very fucking thankful that no guy tries. Like, I'm very thankful.
That you feel like they respect you.
I'm very thankful when I can make a male friend who doesn't try to sleep with
me.
Exactly. Because more often than not, I can't have a guy friend. And it's very frustrating. Like, I can't set bounds. Don't look at me like that.
Well,
What if you found out initially?
Because talking to somebody on a friend level and you're making normal conversation.
As long as you keep it on a friend's level. But that's the problem with females sometimes. Females say they want it.
What do you mean? It's just like I'm trying to make a friend and trying to connect to somebody on a
human
level.
But there's a level of friend that you most females cross.
But if you're up front, if you are up front as a female, and you're like, I am not interested.
There's your problem.
What the fuck do you mean?
If we come across
because
and
most,
we say, hey, we have a boyfriend, but yeah, we're willing to be
but
friends
no,
with
Ashton,
you.
Listen, it shouldn't
bad
even be
example,
like...
Bad example, dog. Bad example.
It shouldn't
well,
even
be like
that.
Well, just because other females go further than that and continue to talk further than that.
Yeah, but ain't that why y'all just said that y'all don't trust what males say because of what other people did before them? I mean, come on, dog.
Hot fire.
Right, we need another shot.
I'm just saying, like,
in all
fairness, that goes back to what we were saying about if it's good for you, it's got to be good for us.
Right.
So you can't say, you know, that.
Okay.
You're...
All right. But on a female level, yeah, we can talk and say, hey, you know, and some guys say we look good. But, you know, the boyfriend, you know, they go out and they say somebody looks good.
Then he's wrong.
Then he right.
Y'all but motherfuckers have, crazy.
But if we have a friend saying that to us, but we're wrong.
But we don't take it. That's what I'm saying. We don't take it the wrong way.
But
if,
females do.
If you walk up to me and say, Reese, you look nice today. My first thought is, yeah, she tried to get it to me. That's not the first thought. But
that's
y'all
down.
On the other hand,
not always. I'm
not
fucking
always.
Telling you, dude.
Y'all hit Bed Bath and Beyond as soon as somebody say you look nice. Like,
no, we don't. Not all
I can
time
smash.
Depends.
I can see the imprint of the condom in this motherfucker's pocket right now.
I need some more water.
Hydrate.
Say what you're gonna say, Ms. Laura. You seem like you got something on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your tattoo's moving right now. You go on and say
come
it.
Come on,
go
damn,
say
I
it.
Need to know what you got to say.
About which
pee.
Part? About which part? Because this is what pisses me off. It's because I'm a friendly person, and I try to make friends. And as soon as you say, like, no and boundaries to another male.
But, I mean, if you make that completely clear at the beginning, like, there shouldn't be an issue. Most men are cool with being friends with females. I know I am. I got plenty of female friends. I can't count how many female friends I got. One of my best friends is a female, so.
Yeah, but that's because, like, as a female, I feel comfortable with you, Mark. Like, I don't ever feel like you would ever push boundaries.
I'm not that type of guy.
Exactly.
A lot of people are, though. A lot of guys are.
I guess I'm more of, I'll let a female decide how she wants to deal with me.
But it's how your mom raised you, too. Like,
if you want to be friends with me, I'm cool with that.
I will agree that you're, like, one of the most respectful
you know
males
what?
That I've dealt with.
I know what Mark's trying to say, though. Because basically what he's saying is be upfront with what your intentions are. Don't wait until...
Yeah.
Don't
I
wait
think that's
the
problem
wrong
with a lot of females. Yeah, I think
that's
the wrong.
Because I've recently dealt with somebody who I put my boundaries out there and they kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And I'm a nice person. I try to be respectful of feelings until you push me to a certain point.
Right.
And then, then after that point, it's very triggering because of what happened to me.
But then you have other people that, other females that don't put any boundaries out there and just kind of let...
Touchy-feely and all that stuff.
Just
kind of
let whatever happen. And then when said male decides, okay, well, this is how this has been going, I'm going to try to go further. And then all of a sudden, it's like, well, that's not what I meant.
I can't relate. What the fuck did you mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't speak for other females. I have very clear boundaries.
Well, and it's not... That's good. It's not all females. I'm not saying all females are like that, but that's where that comes from.
Okay.
Be clear about what you want. Think about if I was asking you what you want to go eat and answer the question.
Oh no. Don't.
High fire.
I'm not good with that one.
No, I'm good with that one.
Because I'm constantly
I always know what I
want
to eat.
That's that bullshit.
I don't give a fuck what they want when it comes to food. Again, like I said in the last podcast, I know what I want when it comes to food.
Well, tell your two friends over there the same shit. Get that out the way.
Well, see, I'm always thinking, I mean, I'll tell you what I want.
Most of the time. I'll get
but
you.
I'm always like, well, what do you want? Like, see, I want to know what you want.
You could have just stopped it. I know what I want instead of, but what do you want?
I don't want to pick, and then you be like, well, I don't want what you want.
What if he's trying to please you and do what you want to do?
Which is usually the case.
You can't out-please somebody when they're trying to please you.
I'm not used to that.
If somebody's trying to please you, you can't out-please it.
I'm not used to that. Just accept it. That's the problem.
You have to change you. I'm trying.
I really am.
Yeah, it's been gone.
And the person that I'm with knows that I'm trying. I try very hard.
As long as they know.
They know. Because I've gotten a lot better at picking what I want to fucking eat.
Just make a decision and go with it.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Like, where do you want to go? Go gets in the shower and comes back out. So
how y'all end up at Taco Bell.
Right?
I know, that's right.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
You know?
See, you can't pull that shit with me because I got an easy answer every time. Where you want to go eat? Let's go Golden Corral because I got a little bit of everything.
That's
everybody
what
can be happy. No bullshit.
You're going to go eat at a buffet in the middle of a pond replay?
Hell yeah, because if I ask certain people what they want to go eat and they say they don't know what you want.
What if you're with somebody
I want you to make a decision.
Things every day.
Golden Corral.
Oh my God.
Different things every day.
Different things every day, Golden Corral.
They got shrimp, they got steak.
But doesn't like Golden Corral.
Chicken.
Specifically said they do not like Golden Corral.
They're going to be hungry. They're going to be starving out this motherfucker. I'm going to be full looking at them like, damn, you really should have picked something. But it's what I'm saying.
Did you just snort?
Usually,
it was a snort.
She definitely snorted.
It was definitely a snort.
It was loud. It was just like,
we are not editing that shit out.
I hate you.
I'm used to Jennifer snorting.
Jennifer
snort today.
I'm never coming on this podcast.
Jennifer
again.
Is
yes,
relatively
you are.
Quiet.
No, I'm
not.
Yes, you are.
I know. What's going on,
I'm
Jennifer?
Chilling. Y'all drinking. I'm chilling.
I'm not drinking nothing.
She's hyped.
Oh,
was
you trying to make me feel bad because I ain't go to gym this morning?
No.
You want me to take off? I
don't feel bad because I went.
You want me to take off my hoodie and show you my muscles?
No, please don't.
You want to compare calves? I got measuring tape.
We can do it. I ain't scared.
Pull that measuring tape out. Well, the measure me, you.
You do have some nice legs. Oh,
girl, hey. I said I wasn't jealous, but don't be rubbing on it and shit. Hey, Ma, do you know what these two did when they first met?
Look at that.
Do you know what these two did when they first met?
Yeah, she did.
They had literally been in each other's presence for 5 minutes.
What did they do?
Fucking go.
They comparing coochies, touching it. Bruh.
I poked it with one finger.
Wait a minute.
I can't do that shit.
Time out.
We have three kids.
Shut up.
I can't do that with nobody else.
Listen.
True.
Listen.
There you go. At least you ain't trying to lie about it.
Listen.
Because you know me, I try that shit. So yes, you can. All right.
When a female feels comfortable in front of a female, they know instantly that that's their kind of people.
Right. You're the shit, right?
I mean, we're comfortable as hell, but that shit ain't happening.
It's just a guy. I mean, hell no. If you want to tickle a ball, that's on you.
Balls near me, we going to fight.
No.
Why
would I want to tickle his ball?
Please don't even say that out loud.
Exactly.
I'm editing that out.
Females. Like, y'all don't go to the bathroom together. Like, I would literally go.
You better skip a
stall. No, we won't even sit beside each other in a movie theater. You better move two seats down.
I just peed in the same room together.
Exactly.
Any female, because y'all nasty.
Hey, man. No, speaking of that, man. I was in the bathroom at work. Y'all know this old guy. The old guy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
But he got a ponytail.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm saying it's three stalls. I'm in the stall to the left, far left.
Gotcha.
He come to the middle stall.
See, that's that bullshit, bro.
Are you close? What's going on with that?
If I go in the bathroom and somebody's in one stall,
you skip a stall.
Skip the stall. No, somebody in the other one. I'm going in the joint where you go take a dump.
Yeah,
like I don't understand that. Anyway, so
y'all smell yourself. What the hell are y'all talking about?
Each other's presence.
They talking about smelling each other. What the hell?
But look, 5 minutes in each other's presence.
Go fuck yourself.
There's pants being pulled down. There's poking going on. And I'm sitting there, look, I'm trying to be a good person. I'm working on it. Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, a female knows, like, a female knows right almost instantly whether or not they can feel comfortable.
So y'all look at each other like, hey, I can poke her coochie.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
We know when she is cool with me poking the coochie.
Yes.
We on some whole different shit.
I need to learn how to determine that.
Female connections definitely different.
Are different.
I'm going to try this shit one day. Walk out. She looks nice.
hey, I like her energy.
You're
going to
poke her.
It is about to be sundress season. I said it's about to be sundress season.
Oh, man, I love sundress season. Bro.
Sundress season. Too. Motherfucker.
You don't have to match anything.
You
got to
catch yourself.
You can just see it.
Hey, I'm talking about you, baby.
Uh-huh.
Man.
But let's get back to the poking coochies part, because I just want to. I cannot be the only guy that had to go through this experience with a straight face and not be like, what the fuck just happened?
No, you
because
really
you don't
that.
Understand.
Yeah, I know I did.
You don't understand.
I ain't even say that shit under my breath. I said this shit out loud. Like, what the fuck?
Any female who's close to the female has to be like, oh, damn.
Hell yeah.
Deja, I'm looking for a girl. Yo. I don't have any girls as kids. Come on.
I got you. I need you to teach mine. For real.
I don't like strawberries.
We might be hungrier than a motherfucker.
I hate strawberries.
If a female is close to another female,
that one right, girl.
Then they're at least 10% lesbian with each other.
Oh, yeah. If you can't be 10% lesbian with your friends, then you're not friends.
Anybody close?
I'm like 90%.
Any female I'm close with, I've seen their titties or their vagina.
Exactly. My best My best fucking friend. Whenever I get drunk, this bitch will put me in the fucking shower to sober my ass up. Butt ass naked.
I'll take nudes for you if you want some DNA.
That too. Fuck it.
I'll shave.
Bitch, I'll be the one hyping your ass.
I will say again.
I'll wax your asshole for you if you need me to.
Hell yeah.
Stop playing.
No.
Let's do it. Hey, look.
You've been drunk around me many a times.
Many a time.
If I felt sorry enough for you to put you in the shower, then you going in there with your clothes on.
Clothes on.
I'd throw a blanket on your side.
No. You ain't even getting in
the best friend person that left you in the snow.
Yeah, because that's the kind of shit we do. I'm not going to undress you. It ain't going to happen. Your clothes could be on fire. If I can't put the motherfuckers out on you, you're going to burn to death. That's just how it is.
Wait, dude or a girl?
A dude.
What the
female
hell?
Female connections are different.
Yeah, I undress a girl and put her in the shower. Like, I had a little redhead chasing me with a 9mm and shit. I ain't stupid.
I would say my best
my mama ain't raised no dummy.
Look sexy or not. Tell me what I need to do different.
I'm telling you.
Girls are better.
You writing this shit down.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell I'm doing wrong.
Me too.
Like, you don't have someone. Well, never mind.
Nope.
Like, you have someone.
I'm going to answer for him. Nope.
Hold on, what was the fucking question?
So, lingerie.
Don't fall into that trap.
Like, I send it to one of my friends first and be like, is this cute?
100%.
Oh, no.
Without hesitation.
Were you going to ask, do I have a male friend that would send me some shit like that?
No. Get this. My best fucking friend got her nipples pierced.
Yeah, I'd send you my titties in a second,
Ashton. She sent me pictures in the fucking shower for cleaning them.
Yeah.
I used to send my nipples.
That's normalized.
Remember when I used to have my nipples
for female. For
I just want to say.
That's what you do.
As a female, hell yeah.
I don't think that any of my female friends
I got a lot of female friends
have
too,
shared
like,
that much with
but
me.
But see, I don't. But I'm different. Like, I think sexuality.
I'm different, too, but I try not to get in trouble.
No, it's not about getting in trouble. Like,
You lying like a motherfucker, bro.
Yeah, I think you lying.
Yeah,
I think that girls, like...
Is that you? Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Who is she?
You are fucking hot.
Oh, my God.
You keep scrolling.
I want to see somebody's titties.
Damn.
I like...
This bitch, I'm going to start sending my nudes to before I send them. Shit.
Her number is 5.
That's you?
Yeah.
Can I keep scrolling?
Yeah.
She's like, I keep scrolling.
Hot as shit.
I'm going to start going to the gym
this
with you,
bitch. This is
exactly
why... Females need other females.
Exactly.
I think I have a video.
This shit right here.
She's like, got a video.
Oh my
what
God.
The hell y'all been doing?
Y'all, I'm going to say it on air right now. Jennifer's hot as shit.
She really is. Damn.
This motherfucker's head going to be big as hell. She ain't even going to be able to get out this room.
Whatever.
You are hot.
Sorry.
Right. Scroll that up. I'm wondering, I'm looking.
But like,
look at your little nipples.
Stop playing.
Let me just say, so me and Mark have been friends for 30?
Damn near 30 years.
Damn near 30 years.
I ain't never seen that nigga's nipples.
Not once.
I go
to
the bathroom and shave my
I get out the shower, like, act like a 5-year-old. Yeah, like, nigga, with my towel at?
You forget. Like, redheads have pink nipples, so y'all probably have brown
mine
nipples.
Mine are kind of in the middle.
Mine are, like, brownish, lightish.
Right, but
we're going to edit this out, okay?
Hell no, we ain't.
Yes, we are.
As far as I'm concerned, this is on the record.
Yo, Alex, look at
this. See? Jennifer, I'm going to be the first to admit
they all look pink.
Exactly.
Thank you.
All
right, see, we supposed to all be cool, but...
Mm-mm, you can see. I mean...
Yeah, look at her.
Dude, they pictures of you. I got pictures of you.
I know.
Let me see them. Pull them out right now.
Nope. I ain't sharing.
I want to see.
I want to see her titties.
I'm jealous.
Actually,
you
pictures. Know what? Ain't none of them are her titties.
Let me see
edit
her
that
out.
It's that ass.
No.
It's definitely that ass.
This is where you should be glad the podcast ain't on YouTube.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, females have a... I don't know what it is about females. Who
and now that y'all
plus.
Engulfed all that fruit, y'all didn't offer us none.
No,
not
didn't.
A single motherfucking berry.
God
nothing.
Damn it. I dropped
I'll let this cream off of her titty right now before
oh
I offer y'all any.
You know what? Record. Sorry. Damn it.
Ding.
No ding. Fuck it. You pull your titties out and she started looking stuff on it. There's no ding. I'm going to record it.
What's wrong with them?
Nothing's wrong with them.
Oh.
I'm just.
Yeah, do you have padding there?
A little bit. Like it's a sports bra.
I have bra and sports bra.
Yeah.
I just have.
Yeah.
She just grabbed both of their.
But we don't think anything of it.
Can we talk about unfairness again?
No.
But see, like, it's different for y'all. Like, that doesn't.
Why?
Because it'll turn you on. Like, it doesn't
that's
turn
not
me
true.
On. Like,
that's not
like,
true.
That's not true.
Dying. Oh, come on.
Don't say that.
Because I've had female friends that have been. I don't know how to explain the amount of nakedness and nothing.
Just, you know I have a lot of female friends.
You know a lot of my female friends.
Yeah. But I think it's because from working in the strip club, though. Like, it doesn't.
I work there too.
I know, but
shit.
I'm saying.
Sorry.
But that's why sexuality.
Voice got a little high. Got a little stressed out right there.
I'm like,
but I think that's why, like, I'm desensitized from it from working there so long. Like, a boob's a boob, a vagina's a vagina. Like, they're.
Y'all forgetting I work there too. So, I mean,
we all did.
We all did, but.
So why can't we be desensitized? Why we got to be turned on every time we see something? I see just as much as you did.
Did you do the heel climb?
I ain't got no pictures.
Girl,
to show
you,
right.
I
want
to see.
Yeah,
I want to
see.
See. Next combo.
Nah, we got the combo.
Teach
right.
Us how to do all this.
Yeah,
yeah,
we.
Y'all was talking about twerking.
Oh, remember
waving the titties to pop out.
Remember when we had that pole in the house, Reese?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I remember that.
Where your leggings you wore yesterday?
I did have a pole in one of my rooms.
That was Grayson, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, it was.
I gotta find the ones with me.
First room on the left.
Yeah, Grayson.
That was the one.
We thought you was going to say something.
Yeah, we...
We're over here in our own world.
Yeah,
we'll carry on.
We in our own world, too. We just trying to join. That's
like,
all.
There's...
Oh,
so,
wow.
since y'all can't see what they looking at.
Damn.
They looking at pictures. I'm starting to feel real left out right now.
First they brought fruit down here with whipped cream and all that stuff on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then offer none of it to us.
Also, can we
not a drop.
Time out.
Time out. What's going on?
We're looking at sexy pictures.
Yeah, we are. But oh, this is why
what? You want to see a video?
Nah. Why ass could be?
Ass got big as shit. She look like a walleye over there.
Reese and I first got together. Remember Costa?
Hell yeah. She sprayed me in the face with perfume and shit one night.
She sprayed the poop.
There used to be some good ones.
Fuck around, somebody blinded me. She look crazy as hell now.
Yeah, she do.
I fully support you.
Me too. But see, I feel like
I do too.
Sexuality shouldn't be be like looked down on. I feel like it's just a thing.
Follow a stripper talk on TikTok.
I want to say something, and I think I'm gonna be alone when I say this.
Just look up.
I have never been on TikTok for any reason.
I just started TikTok the other day.
Every fucking day.
I am, and I don't post anything, but I'll watch that shit for fucking hours.
Somebody asked me.
I started one just so I can see what's going on. Everybody's always talking about
it. Yeah, somebody asked me last night, did I see something on TikTok? Bruh. And I just kind of looked at them like.
Bruh, if you ever see a TikTok video of me dancing or some shit like that, slap the shit out of me.
My daughter posts TikToks, and I'm like always somehow in the fucking background. So I don't typically post.
See,
if
my daughter's on her phone, I stay away from my daughter.
See, mine likes
because she'll try to put me in some shit. We'll be in the car and I'll look at her and she have a phone.
Right? Mine's like that with Snapchat too. She'll be like, "Mom, smile," and I'm like, "I look like shit. No, fuck you."
See, I always think of something to say to make her not want to have that shit on there.
This was that night. Look how big he was. That's smart, Amory.
She went right to it. Look how big he was.
Oh
my gosh.
Hey, look. That picture's okay.
If you shirt.
If you show the picture with the green hat, we fight.
That was a nice shirt. I like that shirt.
Well, Reese, no wonder you married her.
Why can't it be no wonder she married? See, that's that bullshit, bro. Like, I ain't bringing
I can't believe
to the
you
table.
Still got that damn picture.
Bruh.
It's girl code. Girl code.
Let me see it again.
Hold on. I'm trying to find the third picture. She does scroll way past that by now.
Look at that ass.
I know, right? That was a wild night.
Sometimes you just feel left out.
Very left out.
You'll get over it. You'll be fine.
Be sitting at the table looking around waiting for your turn.
That's Daisy, the one that just came down here when she was a baby.
Nothing comes along.
Daisy's a really good kid.
She is a really good kid.
Daisy's awesome.
I'm going to give you my kid for a week.
Hell no, you ain't.
Halloween. Damn.
We don't play that shit around here.
I can't. Oh, here's a good one. Okay,
I do, actually.
So, do y'all have any more questions or what's going on?
I got a whole bunch of motherfucking questions.
Ask them. Ask them. Bitch.
I can't.
Ask them.
Nope.
Don't be a bitch.
I can't be brutally honest right now.
Don't be scared.
Say it.
I am scared of the motherfucker.
Let's go. Come on. We're
ready.
We didn't ask all the questions. Y'all ain't asked nothing.
Actually, I do have a question.
Okay. Well,
all right, because let's go.
This whole little thing with the pictures and the grabbing the boobs and stuff, why ain't that fair for us to do?
It's different for a dude to come up and, like, grab your boobs.
How?
What if it's your friend?
Oh, fuck that, no. Fuck yeah. You. You ain't touching me.
It's different.
Do you know what the meaning of contradiction is?
Women are very contradictive. But it, it's the quote, like, you can go up and grab, like, Mark's boob or something. But see, you think that's...
The hell he can.
Okay. Trying to get me swung on? What
the fuck is you doing?
I don't know. It's just, like, it's just different.
I didn't think that. I was just trying to see how
you... But would you feel comfortable enough to walk up to a girl and grab her boob? That's the thing. Like, we're comfortable. Like,
but only
you don't even know each other.
I don't care, but it's... I'm telling you, because as soon as I met Jennifer... It's a vibe.
It's a female vibe.
You know. Right. Like, you know when you click
on somebody. Like, I can just walk up and grab her boob, and she's perfectly okay with it.
Can you stop doing that?
He's not jealous.
Now I can't stand up for 30 minutes. You're fucking up. What I'm getting at is, and I won't say their name,
oh my
even
Jesus.
Though at least three of us will know who I'm talking about, I have female friends that I've known for as long as I've known him, which means 25 plus years. And I know that they can't even dance in front of me without hands almost getting thrown.
Are you talking about
my birthday
party? Yeah. So, yeah. Circa Coin Beef and Company.
Because
that was an awkward night. That was a weird night.
Well, that night was awkward for you anyway, because your boy tried to hang you.
He tried to hit me up, and that was crazy. Then my friend tried to hit me up, and I had to get Tim to drive me home. That was awkward.
That's some crazy shit, bro.
See, so you said you weren't gonna say any names, but you did.
Well, I mean, I didn't say the
but
real
I also
name.
Think it's different too. So, like, if you have a history together, like you and your dude. If you knew he used to, like, mess around with this girl and stuff, would you be okay with him filling
fuck that bitch, Lord.
No, fuck that bitch.
Right.
What?
Exactly.
Hold on, because
if you were like, hey, fill Jennifer's bra, fill the pad in right here, and he just went like that, like, that's different.
I feel like, listen. No, let me finish. Because I feel like it's more, I would fully trust Jennifer, too. It's also on the female. Like, if I knew Jennifer and Ashton, we all have strong, like, female, like, we got that female code. We got it.
Ovaries over bro-bries.
If we have those boundaries, but some females do not have those boundaries, I would not care if my significant other, if I was to be like, look at this, doesn't Jennifer look good? And
so
my partner...
Because I used to buy you lap dances from other girls in the club, so fall back.
I was getting to that, actually.
And my partner was to be like, yeah, she looks good. I would not give a fuck because I know Jennifer as a person and her character.
So it's...
It definitely has to do with the other female's character.
So it's only okay if you give the okay.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. Don't nobody steal that TM.
Go fuck yourself, because listen, it is, it's a girl
might
code.
Have to. I think I've been grabbing each other's boobs all day.
It's a girl code. If I know,
you remember I asked the question, why was it, you know, okay for you to do things, but when I do it, it's intended to be bad or harmful or whatever.
Like, it would be okay, like, if I was like here getting dressed and I'm like, hey Mark, can you strap this real quick? You wouldn't think anything of it. He would just like strap it real quick and you wouldn't be like, yo, why would you ask him to do that? And you wouldn't think anything of it because we have boundaries, like, we're close enough and we know different. Like, if
so you're making my point for me,
right? No, I'm agreeing. That's what I'm saying, but it's because I respect you and you respect me. Now if, like, body room girl was here and something happened, then
she's kind of body room girl.
But would you be okay with
fuck no,
hell no.
But
look,
hold on. That's a bad example
because
the person.
No, listen.
The person that we're talking about, the person that y'all talking about, already has enough hatred on the other side of this table to dismiss,
like,
anything.
Because she has
the fact,
but not this other person. The person that I was talking about.
But you have a history.
I know her. We ain't never did nothing.
I don't give a fuck.
Because you did stuff,
is what I'm saying. Just carry on.
Okay.
So what's
is that why y'all left early that night?
Probably. Might have been some alcohol involved. But my point is, you remember earlier when we was talking about...
Oh.
And you said y'all could be laying in the bed
in
together?
In the bed.
Okay, so my point is...
You are not a hype artist.
You are getting...
But listen,
I'm just saying that because he's a better man than me. If I come home and my girl is in the bed with another dude...
I'm throwing hands.
Somebody getting choked out.
Okay, so, like...
I know Matt.
Upstairs, and y'all were both laying in the bed. I would not think a thing of it. I'm like, dang, they had a good podcast, or they drank a lot. Like, it wouldn't be like, oh, they just did something.
And I remember Matt. I've met Matt a couple times. Me and Matt gonna have a problem. Hey, buddy.
But see,
hey, look,
it's,
we gotta talk,
to
dog.
Me, it's easy to use Laurel as an example because she's sitting here and she on your side.
No, because
the,
I know
the
her.
The difference is...
I have a very strict girl code.
The other people that I know, most of them I've known for longer than you, it would not be that.
Agree.
That's not fair.
That's not
because fair. At the time...
Charlie?
Jesus. At the time that we're talking about, I didn't know Matt that well.
But you did, like, after a while.
You know this person, too.
Barely.
We even know
Matt.
No,
Matt, like, no. He was different because he was there all the time, like after y'all got close together and stuff.
Afterwards.
Oh, look at his hands. Look at his body language.
I know. He's
because
scared.
I'm trying to understand.
He's just making a point. Like, he's not mad.
I'm trying to understand where the difference comes in. It could be somebody. We take somebody that she's known for 15 years and somebody I've known for 15 years of the opposite sex. It would not be the same thing if it was the same situation.
Like, me and Matt have zero history together. Like, zero.
Hey. I've got people that I have zero history with, too.
But the guy interacts with the female in that situation. Because, I mean, if you're going to be friendly, like overly friendly with that female, I mean, it's obviously going to
cause some issues. Wait, so you don't think that sleeping in the same bed is overly friendly?
No.
I want to be.
See, I'm with her on
that. I want to be extremely. I want to be extremely clear on what I'm about to say.
My bed.
If you're spooning in the bed, then that's different.
I mean, my bedroom is off limits. I mean, you can sleep on the couch. You fall asleep on the couch, that's fine.
I want to be clear about something.
Go ahead.
Y'all motherfuckers crazy as hell.
They tripping bitches.
Honestly, because like, never happened again, too.
Because my bed is king size, but I promise you, it could be somebody I've known since I was 5. If Jennifer walks in our bedroom and that broad is laying in that bed on the furthest she could possibly be from me. No. Not somebody that you already don't like. But somebody that you don't know that well. It would not be the same thing.
No, it wouldn't.
You cannot trick me into believing that that was the case.
Or Carlene or Mo or anybody like that or something. Like,
my bad. My bad, dog.
Edit that out. But
I just don't think, and maybe I'm wrong, but I just don't think.
But it's like people that I like or people that like I know respect me, but they also respect you. Then it's different.
Yeah, but it's like, different if it's somebody you know. At the time that you're talking about, I didn't know him that well. I knew who he was. I knew he was a friend of yours. I didn't know him like talking about. But what I'm getting at, to not get sidetracked, what I'm getting at
basically,
if you don't know them that well and you come home and I'm laying in the bed with them, we ain't got to be nowhere near each other. It's not going to go down as, they just got drunk. And they sleep in the same bed.
Yeah,
all right, long as you admit it.
If I come home and it's somebody I don't know very well, I'm throwing hands and then I'm asking questions.
Shit, right? if it was Ashton and Laurel because y'all
I'm
sitting here,
hey,
and you come home and we,
I'm going on record
bed.
And say it's gonna be some furniture moving in that
I know that's
record.
Right. I'm gonna be waiting for that click sound. That yeah.
My little Tiffany Blue gonna come out.
Yeah,
right,
Bruiser.
See, that's what I'm trying to say, bro.
Just think of it. That's the night I gave you that nickname, too.
It was that night.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Was you gonna fight somebody that night?
Three dudes.
Remember?
I was drunk.
Three little steroid dudes.
Yes. No, but listen. I'm not afraid to get my ass beat, but I'm also not afraid to throw hands.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's what's bad about me is because I'm like, bitch, I will get a hit or two in, but I could get my ass beat.
Anyway.
I will. I'm not afraid to get my ass beat.
Me either.
But
me
I will.
But I'm going to make my point now.
Exactly.
I'm trying to make my
y'all
point
valid
known.
As hell.
And that's why. What did you say? We are like
violent.
I'm trying to make my point known that if I'm laying in the bed with some broad, no matter who it is, you can say what you want to. But
basically, what we learned today is if a female can do it, she can do it.
They're
your
crazy.
Ass better not try to do it.
I know that's right. What's good for the goose, the gander better not try that shit.
Better not try that shit. Whether it's talking, whether it's whatever, you better not try that shit.
I'm going to start singing this.
Hits, another reason why I'm singing, because I'm putting this shit.
You know, I only feel insecure about one fucking female.
Fuck that bitch, Lil.
Fuck that bitch.
Unless that female happened to look like a different female, it's like, you know what? I'm insecure about two of these bitches
now. No.
Hey. Why y'all whispering over there? We doing that shit.
Why you pointing at me? What I do?
I'm trying to figure out what three it is,
because
that's three is fine.
Right. We good.
The three lightest people in this room.
But you know.
Ooh, hold on. I don't like your ass, I don't like your ass. It's that simple. And you can attest for this. It's not a lot of people that I'm like, I don't know. I guess I'm different in that way.
But do you guys really feel that much competition towards other females?
No, really I don't feel like it's competition. Like, it's not competition.
I feel like other females feel like it's competition. Because
if it's competition, that means that we're insecure. And I'm not, that sounds cocky, but like I'm not insecure. Like
you just know who you are as a person, and you know what you bring to.
I know what I'm bringing to the table, and like, but if I don't want to sit down and eat with you, you're not going to eat.
But it's also
like,
because we've had experiences.
I feel that way too. But I'm super confident.
But other females go above and beyond.
Probably more confident than I should be.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's other experiences with other females who have proved our point time and time again.
Man, you've been dogging me up.
How about them gas braces?
They're not bad at BJ's. I just filled up.
Listen.
I will never put gas in my truck from that place again. I swear that's why my truck started acting stupid.
Don't get gas in Catawba because that shit's got water in it.
Stop playing.
I ain't playing. My car started acting all kinds of fucking funny when I put gas in it.
Did it like cutter? Like
yep. Yeah, that's what my truck is doing. Yep. Last place I filled up the last two times.
How we go from unfair treatment of male species to watering the gas?
I'm trying to get my mind off of them grabbing each other titties. I'm being honest. Remember that brutally honest thing? There you go.
Oh, gotcha.
You asked for it, now you got it.
Reinforced the reasons why I'm single, so I'm good, I guess.
Okay, I take that back. Ding.
What you mean? What you mean I had a lot to say earlier?
You had a lot to say earlier, too. Let's get back to that, because that was great.
Always part. Has a lot to
Which
say.
Fucking part?
I still got questions.
No, Laurel, that's me.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, she's got the... Mark, what you got to say? Come on, let's go one-on-one. Deathmatch.
Huh? Deathmatch? What the hell? Let's I think go. I'm scared.
Back to the violence again.
I know, right?
Let's go. Hit me. Go.
I've asked all the questions. It's time for
you. We've asked a lot of questions.
Yeah, we've asked a lot of questions.
I feel like we've asked questions, too, though.
No, y'all ask questions to each other. He ain't asked us no questions.
All right, well, what do you have to say? You said you guys said that you had a lot to say. Just say it.
We already said it all.
I'm always going to have a question. I'm just that type of person.
Let's hear it. We want to hear your questions, Mark. Come on.
What's your question about?
Get them.
Whatever you got.
Just say it.
No, y'all need to help a little bit. Y'all got to put some input on this.
Okay, on our previous conversations, what questions do you have?
I'm pretty sure
Which
I started
conversation?
That conversation. What you think about Miss Jennifer?
Wait! Don't ask her yet. Oh, all right, I got a question. What do you think your best trait to offer is?
Oh shit!
There's the crickets.
I'm cool as shit. That's all I'm gonna say.
I know. See, that's me. I mean, cool than a motherfucker.
I can be your best friend. I can be your whatever.
Lover. I'll hype you up. Exactly. I'll hype you up.
I ain't do all that shit.
Like in a relationship or just as a person?
I thought you was talking about
relationships. In general?
We'll get to relationships.
In general, I'm just dope.
In general, I just...
Listen.
Right. I'm a listener.
Oh, I didn't say I was a listener, but I mean, I am. I mean, I got like...
I mean, I'll listen.
I'm going to be real honest with y'all. I got some crackhead energy sometimes.
She does.
All right. If you're having a bad day, I'll make you laugh. I'll listen to you.
You're definitely hilarious. I'll give you that.
I'll give her that. I'll be having a bad day, and I'll go over this bitch, and I'll be dying laughing.
Exactly.
The same way.
Okay.
She's always off the wall with this. Like,
I am. I don't
never
have a
expect
filter.
I tend to gravitate to people that look like they're having a bad day just so I can enjoy myself. But that's how I made a lot of my friends, to be honest
I believe
with
it.
You.
Right?
Yeah. No, I'm being serious. You walk around me looking mad all the time. If you want to, I'm going to say something to you. Fuck wrong with you?
Why are you gonna put me on the spot thinking about what's your best trait?
I think
we all have good sense of humor.
Because
you don't pretty chill.
You don't feel like you have a specific thing that
I'm not chill. I'm dope.
And I don't, like none of us feel like we have anything to prove to anybody.
I try to understand.
I corrected you.
Who's in my life? Like if I'm here to like listen to and try to understand who's in my life.
That's what I mean.
Well, me, I'm a very nervous person. First time we met,
and I'll try to like
I was supervising on
Does he
this
make
motherfucker.
He's so funny because everyone's always like...
He's always making, some type of comments and I'm like, all right, okay.
Right. People that act like they mad all the time, I swear, is like a magnet.
But how many times given, group talks or whatever, I'm like sitting there with a paper in my hand and I'm like this.
Oh, I don't like...
And he's talking. In the background, just talking shit. And I'm like, all right,
I mean,
okay.
He ain't lying because, hey...
How many times?
But again, that's the people that I've done that to, especially at that particular place, that's the people I'm friends with now.
Okay.
That person used to walk around looking mad all the time, and I got tired of them walking past me looking mad all the time. I just stepped out in front of them and was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Been friends ever since.
I'm not gonna lie, I think that was the first interaction we had. Like,
I was gonna say, it might have been what I said to you too.
Why the fuck are you standing there shaking? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, these motherfuckers ain't listening to you. Why the fuck you shaking?
Nobody gives a shit about what you said. Why are you nervous?
That's true.
As a matter of fact, I might have said something like that to you when we started talking.
I couldn't stand
that. I know.
But though, isn't that
how I wanted to push you down the steps multiple times.
Here we go.
It was a fucking week. How the hell could y'all not? What y'all did? Couldn't stand each other for an hour?
Was it like an hour?
It wasn't a week.
Hey. Mark, you're getting it was a lot longer than a week.
It was an hour. I mean, it was a fucking week. Week and a half.
It was longer than that.
I do too. I will after this.
Week and a half tops.
No, it was not.
It was longer than that.
We didn't get together until February, and then I got pregnant in June, and we got married in October, all in the same freaking year. Like, that went fast, but...
God, the whole fucking relationship went fast.
Y'all have been married a long time. Like, I can't
say... I was 18. Like, literally. Me too. I was literally, y'all... Because Mark, I'll never forget, we were in the club that night. And I was like, hey, I gotta go because I have school. I was literally still a senior in high school. And he was like, oh, yeah, Reese, go home, go to bed so you can pick your little girlfriend up from the bus stop.
Did I say that? Oh my God, that sounds like some shit you would say, Mark. Hey, little dickhead.
I don't remember saying that.
He's like,
I gotta
go get this.
Sounds exactly right to me.
That sounds exactly
I don't know why
like
y'all
someone
surprised.
Would say. That sounds like, I mean, what?
Shit. I don't remember saying that.
Because I'm a nice person. Like,
I probably gave you a hard time.
I was 18 and Reese was 29.
Was she 29 at that point?
Yeah, we're 11 years apart.
My mom was still alive.
Wasn't my birthday yet.
When did your birthday hit me?
Like...
He's
44.
Yeah.
He's 44.
I'm dying.
I forgot how strong this
one was. I'm 46.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
My mom was still alive.
Well, he'll be 47.
He like less than a year younger than me.
Mm-hmm. I think my mom.
She was.
But with that being said, hold on, I'm gonna go back to the old conversation. I also think because you are not so much older than me, but like older than me, I think that's where we differ too. Because like,
yeah, I like, you listen to country music. That's strike one already.
That has nothing to do with it. Yeah, but like,
some country music is not bad.
It's really
older country music isn't the modernist. Jesus
what?
Christ.
Are you all right over there?
No, that thing is strong.
Oh,
blue,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
Raspberry, cherry, baby.
She hit the blunt.
I hope you know the Hamlet over there. You've been touching on the blue.
Hey, shit, you might as well, Hamlet.
But I think that's like also too, like a lot of the struggle in our marriage in the beginning was like, I was 18, and I had, like, a child already. I was already married. So, like, when I turned 21, like, he'd already not lived his life, but he was 29. And I'm like, so you were, like, what, 32 or something, and I was 21. And so, like, I wanted to go out, and I wanted to do stuff. And it did make it, like, different, but, like, he's already, like, lived through that and was living through it singly. And so... What I got, you know, like, as I grew up, I'm like, let me, like, I want to do things, too, and da-da-da. Like, he didn't... He was done with the club scene and stuff, and I wasn't. And, like, but, like, it was never a jealousy thing. Like, he would be the first. He was like, don't wear your wedding ring because you'll get free drinks if you don't wear your, like, we don't even wear wedding bands now. Like, but it's not because, like, we don't want people to know we're married. But, like,
sure as fuck don't get free nothing free at work.
That's for damn sure.
But, like, I think that's the trust thing again, though, too. Like, he knows I'm coming home to him. I know he's coming home to me. Like, it doesn't matter.
But I think it's also, like, like you said, you had a child when you were young, but even, like, no matter what age you have a child, like, you have to, as a mother, realize you're giving up your identity as a person, no matter the age, and that's a struggle, no matter what.
And then, like you said, when you hit 30, like, it is different, because you're like, and now my kid, they're not older, but, like, the youngest is only 5, so I'm like, it is a little, like, now she's in school, so there is, like... What do I do? Like,
I wish I was 30 when I started having kids. Like, I really wish that I would have waited until I was older to have kids.
Not me.
I do.
Mm-mm,
for
I
sure.
I don't know, though, because I'm kind of with her. I feel 30. Like
he was 30.
I can't end into this conversation.
A lot of dumb shit that I would have done being younger.
I think it, like that's one thing Reese will always say about me. Like, I am a really good mom. Like, my kids do come first.
I'll agree with that.
Well, I agree with that. Like, I mean, like, look at your oldest.
Like, I am a really good mom. But I think that's because, like, the generational curse thing. Like, I'm not raising my kids the way I was raised. And, like, they need to know, like, they're loved. And, like, this home is a safe place. Like, there's been many times where, like, situations have arisen with, like, our oldest. And it probably could have went a little, like, we probably should have been harder or done something. But I'm like, if she feels comfortable enough to tell us, like, this is what she's going through, then who am I to be like, why would you do that? And I'm more like, oh, I'm sorry that happened. Like, how do you feel about it? Or something. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to, like, punish you for, like, exploring.
Be honest.
Or,
for being yeah, be like, honest.
Because yeah. if you jump on them, like, I feel like if I was like, why would you do that? You know that, you know what I'm saying?
They're not going to come to the same place. Anymore.
Like, it's not a safe place. Right. And we are definitely a safe place, but there are, like, natural consequences for things. Like, I don't need to, like, discipline you for something that's naturally going to happen, but you do know I'm disappointed, and I feel like that's worse than being in trouble. Exactly. Like, feeling like I let somebody down is
that
harder
was the
than,
worst
like,
thing for me as a kid.
Yeah.
Hearing, oh, I'm disappointed in you, mm-hmm. as opposed to, oh, you're fucking grounded.
Mm-hmm. I'm less understanding when it comes to her and the little boy.
That's because you're a dad.
But
exactly.
You're her dad. And there's times where I've, like, had to pull him into the room. I'm like, this is what's going on. And I don't want to make our oldest sound bad. Like, she hasn't done anything crazy. Like, she's still...
She's probably yeah. a natural, like, a normal teenager.
She's good. Like, we're not having babies, nothing like that. Like, but there are, like, when she kissed that boy, and I was like, I'm going to tell you this.
I was going to fuck that little boy.
Yeah, he was. And I'm like, dude.
Just call me,
kiss.
Bro.
Like, kiss. Right. Like, and she knows, like it stops there, though. Like, you're young. Like, but it's hard for me because, like, when I was Deja's age, I was wild. So I'm like, if she feels comfortable enough to come to me and say, like, hey, I kissed this boy. And I'm like, my first thing is always like, was it pressure? Like, did you feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, did
was
he push you up
your
against the
idea?
Wall? Yeah. Something like that. And
this is
like,
where she's better than me.
And, but like, yeah, so he wants to be like, oh, hell no. She in her room, take the door off, take the phone. Like, she's going to go to school in a moo-moo. Like, she ain't doing nothing. And I'm like, she's 16 and she came to us.
But that's
and she
normal.
Told
like,
us,
You're exploring right. yourself as a person.
And I feel like if I'm like, don't do that, you're a whore, blah, 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 then that
can
would push
fight?
Her way even more.
I want another little nigga to fight.
Yeah.
But Reese does, like,
I,
he will
I was
stand
real
up.
Close to going to find his love. Too, right?
But there are some things where we like, there is no other thing. Like, when that one boy was trying to tell Deja what she could and could not wear, and Reese was like, hell no. Like, absolutely not. Like, I don't even tell your mom what she can and cannot wear because...
That's when it was good that she was actually there.
Yeah.
But that's sad that it starts that young. Like, I was like, no, if I say you can wear it, you can wear it. I don't care what anybody else says. And if you feel comfortable enough to wear it, wear it.
I'm
but
like,
that's part
I know
of
it's life. Scary. I don't have any kids, but I know it's scary raising a kid in these times with the internet and social media and all this stuff. They advance so fast now,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's like,
sure.
you know...
But they don't have any concept of it. Like, they what they say... You're like,
that's even scarier though.
Exactly. As opposed to when we were kids. Because yeah. when we were kids, you were saying things to somebody's face. As opposed to now, you're saying it over
yeah.
a text message or TikTok or Facebook, you know, whatever.
But again, they don't
yeah.
have any concept of like
right.
what they say.
But that
like,
goes back to the whole attention seeking thing. Because now it's like, not like, how can I like seek attention like in the strip club, yeah. getting men's attention. It's like, how many likes do I get? How many shares can
exactly.
I get? And that's what's scary because now you don't know who's seeing. Like, once it's out there, and that's
it's
what I
out
tell them.
There,
like,
yeah.
it's, once it's out there,
it's
out,
out
there.
Yeah.
And like, you can't get that. I mean, it's
like
your
you
virginity. Like, you
it.
Can't get that back.
Right.
And like, if I sent you a pic or if I sent you a, well, we know how that goes. If a picture gets around, like, yeah,
that's
like,
for sure.
But I'm just saying, like, you think you're only sending it to one person, but. If you once you send it to somebody else and everybody sees it, like, it's not just that one person, and then they're gonna that's gonna like portray an image on you, like said
it's
person.
It's a sexualization of children.
Yeah,
and
I
she could be a great
explaining
person. I'm
that.
Just saying, but now that image is out there and it's portrayed that way. You know what I'm saying? So.
And that's like a lot of jobs nowadays. They look at social media
yep.
before they hire people,
mm-hmm.
and you know stuff you do as a kid. You know that follows you,
mm-hmm.
and they don't understand that.
Dude, I would have been wild with social media.
I'm glad social media was
yeah,
this
exactly.
big.
Like, text messaging, that's how we ended up talking, because text messaging just came out. I remember our phone bill was, like, $400-some, because it was 10 cents a text message.
Oh, shit.
And we were, and like you said, it's easier, like, we would talk on the phone some, but it's easier to say things
yeah.
through a text, and then...
Well, that's even now. Me and, you know, the guy that I'm with, I mean, we can say a lot more things over text message than we can say to each other or...
you know, over the phone.
Like, I don't like that text message stuff.
We don't talk on the phone unless it's necessary. I don't want to say serious, but
there's been times where it's
text messages is a good way to misconstrue some stuff.
That's true.
Like, how did you think I meant that?
What do I hate the most that you reply with?
And okay.
No.
Okay. That's my thing.
I hate K.
K.
I hate it. Like, if I say K, like, I'm better like just fucking ass. Run.
Like, yes. And I'm like, I'm not even worth that extra freaking letter. Like,
if I say K, just back the fuck up. Get the fuck out. Just don't say nothing because you don't fucked up.
If she say K, okay, she busy. She in a hurry. She might be driving in traffic or something. She trying to just hurry up and answer me.
If I say K, and it's not obvious. Die.
Exactly. Or if I like, I'm the type of person, I'll say K if I'm, like, just done with you. I'll say okay if I'm pissed off. But I'll actually write out okay if everything's okay.
Like, okay, why?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start writing.
I'm mad.
I'm going to start writing alrighty then.
But if I write just okay, there's something behind it. Like, you've done something, or you said
like
something
wrong. Or
I'll type,
this long, whole message, and he gives me the thumbs up, and I'm like, or like my freaking...
Right?
He could be busy.
Or
I mean,
you write this page thing,
driving
like,
in
yeah,
fucking
me
traffic,
too.
Dodging
or,
small
know,
animals and shit.
Small.
You got him in trouble one night because, remember I was trying to say
I got
something.
Him in trouble.
Listen, I was trying to say something to you or something like that, and you wouldn't respond, and you're like, I'm at work. And I'm like, whatever, Mark be at work and be on his phone. I can see him on Facebook.
I'm more technically savvy than Reese, so you know.
That's not true.
I'm trying to help your punk ass out.
Well, see, and that also goes back to the whole red thing too. Like, I would rather you leave me on delivered than you read it.
That's why I love my iPhone.
But see,
I love my iPhone for that purpose.
Here's the difference, though.
When they join down and read it,
she can write me, and I'll read it. That doesn't mean I'm in a position where I can respond to it. I can't always respond to it.
I think stuff like that gets me in trouble because I always
respond.
Well,
shit, apparently stuff like that get me in trouble.
Well,
if you didn't, motherfucker, you'd be in trouble too. So yeah.
Sometimes I am bad because of the shift that we work. Like, somebody will text me in the middle of the day, and I'll read it when I'm half asleep, and then I'll put it down.
And mean to reply and don't reply? Yeah,
no,
I guess
you're
not.
No, he's the worst about he'll type it, and he'll never hit send.
I do that too.
You never text me back. I'm like, I remember typing that shit.
You never respond.
And then
respond,
I look at this still be sitting right there.
I be sending him text messages like, he don't never respond. I talk to him at work. Never.
He is the word. But he just like, yeah, especially for someone to be on their phone all the time and not text back. That makes me crazy.
Exactly.
But I'm not.
Oh, yeah, I don't trust nobody.
Not,
I'm trying to
work.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm not on my phone all the time. Like, the most I'm on my phone is, oh, that podcast has ended. Let me start this one. That's it.
I've never really seen you on your phone.
Yeah,
he's
never
on his phone. Yeah, I was going to say.
And if me he does, that, it's like on his watch. So I know it's like those little.
Yeah,
cause
and
I can tell,
fucking sucks.
He doesn't do like periods or exclamation marks or anything. So when it says one of them things, I'm like, oh, he's.
So like when I have my headphones in, it won't dictate when I'm talking. If I'm trying to text you through my watch, it doesn't work. I've tried it and it don't work. I'm just talking to myself. But it's not because I don't want to talk to you, baby. But having said all that, because she said that, you know I'm going to do that shit on purpose.
So see, that's the petty stuff that I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you know I don't like it.
That's
you
mean.
To do it.
That's just mean.
Yeah, but that's mean in the nice
way. No, it's not.
Fuck you.
Somebody's breaking into our house. Okay.
That's not
your It's only mean if you can't have makeup sex.
Telling my secrets. I can't stand your ass.
That's reason number why I don't argue with nobody at all, hardly.
Because you like makeup sex?
No, if I can't have makeup, sex with you, I'm not arguing with you.
I'm pretty sure all arguments don't lead to makeup sex.
Shit.
I guess it just depends on who you arguing with.
It's enough.
Mark, when was the last time you were in a relationship?
I thought she was going to say when last time you had sex, bro.
That's what I thought too, bro.
Evan Williams like kicking in.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Sex was like with the Saturday, Sunday before my.
Before what?
We don't need to know all that shit.
Who? What?
Huh?
Say it.
Islam.
No, I said it was. It's the Saturday or Sunday before Ramadan started. So
wow.
That was recent.
Wow. You little hoe.
Why I gotta be a hoe?
I got nothing to do with it. I tried to stop you. I tried to stop you from having this conversation.
And relationship, I don't really do relationships.
You little sneaky snake.
She's great. What, you thought it was a virgin for real?
No, I just didn't pick you.
Wow. What the hell is that laugh for?
I just didn't picture you as being the sex without relationship type.
Yeah.
What, say that again?
Sex without relationship type.
No, I don't remember saying shit like that.
Yes, you did, because you just said you don't remember the last time you was in a relationship, but you could spit out the last time you had
sex. Oh, well, I mean... I'm not a relationship type of guy. I don't like labels.
Must have not been good because he
doesn't. Oh my God, you little hoe!
When they got 3,000, how bad?
Hoe would say, "I fucking hate that shit."
Hey, Mark.
Like, we can act like we're a couple, but I don't like labels. Go fuck yourself. Hey, no, go fuck yourself.
Hey, don't lie. Mark, don't like
I don't like labels. Yeah, I don't.
Must not hit you with that got 3,000, huh?
You must have blacked out for a few seconds after that.
No, with me, relationships are serious. So if I consider you my girlfriend, or I'm the type that I would rather, if I'm gonna put a label on somebody, I'd rather call you my wife.
That's some Gemini shit.
I'd rather call you my wife. I don't like the girlfriend label. It's too much.
So do you find yourself like when you date, like are you dating to marry or are you just dating?
I don't really date.
Right, that's what I'm
saying. I can't remember the last time I asked somebody out on a date.
A lot of work.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you're like, who? Like, tell me. Dating sucks.
Inquiring minds want to know, motherfucker.
No, dating sucks. It does. Dating, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Dating sucks.
It really does.
So I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
I wouldn't, man. I mean, for the most part, I'm good. Like, I'm good. I mean, I don't need nobody to survive. But if I want sex ain't hard to get. So, like, why be in a relationship and deal with them? We speaking honestly, right?
Hey, look. At least one of us agree.
No, I'm just kidding. Let's give your number out.
I mean, why be in a relationship and deal with the drama and the emotional part if it's not something that's going to last?
Cause
that's, go ahead, say it. Speak your mind.
Spit it out.
Come on, Laurel.
Got.
I mean, if you have that connection with somebody.
I mean, if I had that connection with somebody, then yeah, I'm all for it.
Because I feel what you're saying about relationships. Unless it's gonna like enhance my life, it's not worth it. But it's always nice to have that person there. Like at the end of the day, to come home to somebody and be like, "This is how my day was. Let's cook some dinner."
But that person can't just be anybody.
Well, I mean, I agree.
Right. So
but
I mean,
sex could be anybody.
Huh?
Exactly.
What'd you say?
But sex could be anybody.
Did you let him spend the night? Yeah,
But see, I'm different. Like, I could not have sex with you if I don't have an emotional.
That's how I am.
I am
like,
the same way.
Connection.
I've never.
I'm definitely a man.
I've never had like a one night stand because I can't have sex with somebody without an emotional connection.
Yeah.
Nope. I've had a couple.
You little hoe.
Why gotta be a hoe? I'm just a single dude.
Aww. Little Mark.
I'm not judging you.
I'm not judging you either. I'm just thinking.
Long time ago.
You thought because I all them sappy Facebook posts out.
You do be making some sappy Facebook posts, dude.
I'm foghorn leghorn on this conversation. Well, I have never. I do declare.
Boy, I tell you, boy.
Yeah, I'm not big on relationships unless I feel it's like it's gonna, you know, I connect with somebody and it's gonna be something that's gonna be long term. I just got to the point where I don't try that hard.
You just got like a cutty.
Why are you so sweaty right now?
Because I got this damn hoodie on.
Take the damn hoodie off, dude.
Nervous.
No, it was cold.
We got him all nervous over here.
You know what? I mean.
What? Say it. Speak your mind.
Mark, I'm just so proud of you.
Why are you proud of me?
What I do? Out here, slinging that dick. Living your best life.
The question is,
they do call me Big Daddy.
Yeah, did she right. Yeah,
they do call me Big Daddy Longstroke.
Again. These are things that I did not need to know about my friends at all.
Mark. Aw.
What? I'm 44 years old. I've been single majority of my life.
He Big Mark over there. That's King Dingling over there. Y'all better leave him alone.
I didn't even know that. Thank you.
No, too late now.
Now you know, Laurel.
I've learned to survive. Trust me.
You've been campaigning for the information. You done got elected.
I didn't campaign for shit, dude. Let me tell you something.
Honestly, if I had it, and if it was my choice, and I said this
on
the
podcast. You're out here breaking little hearts, aren't you? You're out here slinging that ding, making women all infatuated with you and be like, I don't want a relationship. You're that kind of.
No, because I never lie about that.
Women are like, I can change it.
Yep, yep. You got women the younger ones that are like, I can change him. I can make it different. I'm
going to be the one to tame him. Break that little stallion in.
No, I'm not multiple.
Did she
be actually, somebody told me that
did
one
she
time.
Be at her friend's house telling her how much an asshole you are. You didn't change.
Mark's a dickhead.
Somebody
you're
told me that once.
You're women dickheads, but you're the dickhead.
How am I a dickhead?
In other women's eyes, you probably are a dickhead because you can't be tamed. Y'all here slinging that ding-a-ling to people and then being like, I don't want a relationship. And the woman's like, I'm going to tame him.
But if I'm honest about that at the beginning of the situation.
It doesn't matter. Some people, and men and women, want that challenge to be the one to tame them.
Yep.
And don't even say it's just women because it's men too.
I ain't never tried to tame nobody.
Bullshit.
I know that's right. I'm going to agree with you
some
on that
men
one.
Are like
I
that,
just...
though.
I'm not a very controlling man. Like I said earlier, when I said that I'll allow
but
a
y'all
female,
got egos.
I do have an ego, but I allow a female to decide how she wants to deal with
do
me.
Do you?
That's just me. I've always been that way. I've never been the pushy type or the controlling type or anything like that. So
I agree.
If you want to deal with me on that level, then I'm fine with it. If you want to be friends, I'm fine with that too.
I almost threw hand at somebody. I thought that was somebody coming.
I agree with you completely, Mark. I'm not a controlling person either.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a controlling person.
My biggest thing is you do what you're going to do, but when I do it, don't say shit. But am I lying? I'm not controlling. I tell you in a heartbeat, you can do it, but just don't get mad when I do it. That's pretty easy concept to understand.
What, say it?
Although some of the shit I can say that about, I don't, because I ain't trying to get in trouble.
Say it, bitch.
Ooh.
Ding.
No,
did she just ding it?
She did. Try to steal my shit.
Your ass.
A perfect example would be.
Come on.
You grab titties, but I'm not going to sit here and say, but don't be mad when I do it. I ain't stupid. My mom ain't raised no fool.
Because we're the same sex.
What?
I wish my man would try to grab somebody else's titties. I'd bop him upside the head. He'd give him bop 3,000 instead of gawk gawk 3,000.
That's what I was just saying. Welcome back.
That's what I was saying. But I'm just saying, too, I would throw hands. I wish. I'd bop him in his nose.
I can't believe you called me a whore. I'm not a whore.
Actually, she said hoe.
I said hoe.
She didn't give you all the letters.
I am not a hoe.
She said you was breaking little hearts.
You probably are, because women are like, okay, I'm fine with
but
that.
You're a really good dude, too. Like, you are.
You're a solid dude.
You know you're my favorite.
That motherfucker's head is swelling up by the second.
Oh, my God. Bitch, he all
watch the ceiling. Watch the ceiling.
You are a good person. I think you'd be a catch. Mm-hmm. Somebody who could tame you. Mm-hmm. Maybe they haven't made you black out a little bit.
Damn,
that's okay.
Mm-hmm. I've blacked out before.
Fuck you looking at me for? I'm married and got 3 kids. What you think happens?
I don't know. I mean, if women can be a little 10% lesbian, why can't men be 10% gay?
Oh, hell no. Nah. We
see,
ain't no percent.
That's not even what we was talking
fully
about. Don't be trying to change us into some
hell
shit.
Nah.
That's not what we was talking about.
Why can't it go both ways? Why can't y'all give each other a little BJ on the side?
No. That's nasty.
Yeah, it is.
Nah. No.
The same reason I can't pick a different woman to give me a little BJ on the side.
Oh, I'll bust your ass too.
There you go. Wait, what you say?
Don't walk over here.
Unhinge that dog.
If you gay and all that stuff, that's your business.
Yeah,
you do what you do. But nah, I ain't got no.
But you never understood, like,
never mind. You might as well stop. You're not going to convince nobody.
Yeah, you can't justify that one. It ain't no.
But why can't men have that relationship? Women are 10% gay for each other.
Why can't men be 10% gay?
That's some shit y'all made up.
It's not made up. I'll piss right in front of Ashton and show him a coochie in a heartbeat. But I won't show another man. Never mind. You know what?
I piss near Mark, but I won't show him my dick while I'm doing it.
Why can't you just be be like, does this angle look big? Like, fucking... why can't you be like
this? Like, ain't nobody asking out a sword fight. Like,
yeah, y'all don't gotta play tummy swords or nothing. Tummy sticks.
Like, if you go because I level a picture, like,
because our level of confidence in ourselves is higher, apparently. I don't need no justification. No,
I think ours is confident because I'm like, yo, check this out.
Like, look at this pussy. Best bomb. I'm about to spread this for some man. Do you see, think
I play sports all through high school and I showered nobody and with other men and all that shit, but I never felt the need to look, touch,
ass,
none of that shit.
Really?
No.
What do you mean, really? Like, you surprised?
I am confident and comfortable with my own
that
stuff.
I've had that I've been close. You got a nice pussy. With. Yeah. Right.
I can't wait. About it.
I can't wait until I'm able to put that's, y'all significant y'all others on this too, podcast nope. with y'all.
Nope. Nope.
What do you mean, nope?
Nope.
What'd you say?
I said I can't wait
actually
until I can when I'm I like, can why? Put together
he's like
putting
my best friend.
These two why significant others on this podcast with them.
Oh no, I don't want to.
Bruh.
I even like tell himself I shouldn't, but he is like my best. Like,
but that's the way a relationship should be, though.
I tell mine everything.
That's the way a relationship.
But you just said no. But you just said no when I said something about putting him on the podcast
but
with you.
My,
why?
Because he likes to call me out on my shit.
Well, there you go.
Mine will be like, that's
Laura. But I think
Laura.
That's why, like, we're so open. Like, there's nothing you can call me out for, and there's nothing I can call you out for that we don't already know. Basically.
No. I admit Laura. To the type of person that
oh,
I
here
am.
You go. You look fucking good.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, about time, because you knew I was going to say something, didn't
wait, Mark's already ate.
You want some?
No, I'm just fine. I don't want any.
With
the exception of the whiskey
shit.
And the beer, I'm keto.
She got the drops.
My point is like, go ahead, because he knows I'm a fucked up person.
Well, I want y'all to, though, because everybody I know is fucked up. So, like...
Wait a minute, hold up, bro.
Nah, you fucked up too, bro.
No, I'm
he's
not.
He's the normal one. I'm going to tell you right now. That
he
means
is
just,
the most
are
normal
are you serious?
One.
That man's a fucking saint for putting up with me.
Oh, no. Reese is a saint. Y'all know how crazy I am. Mark
knows
how crazy I am,
the
but saying, he'll not put up with
I think
me.
The saying is... The how does it go? The best trick the devil ever performed.
Did you just call me crazy?
People thinking he don't exist.
You call me crazy.
Yeah,
she didn't call me a hoe.
I didn't call you anything.
She called me a hoe.
Oh. I will call you a hoe a little bit.
You're my favorite person. I always
I love you
have
too,
your
Jen.
Back.
I love you too, Jen.
I didn't mean it in a bad way.
I think you did.
I meant it in a bad way. You got these
I am sensitive. Mm-hmm. Love it. Just love it.
Don't be sensitive. I didn't mean it in a bad way.
Leave that man alone. He got moccasins on. Leave him alone.
Hey, man. My spurs are comfortable
she's
as hell.
The, no,
she got the Crocs.
No, I got
my
the
spurs are more comfortable.
I put these things in four-wheel drive if y'all want to be about it.
You want
we'll take them off and throw them at you.
You might be a redneck.
That truck thing I sent
you.
You
know what she sent me today, bro? She sent me this thing. It was like... Oh, it was like a pool for a truck bed. She was like, I was thinking about getting this for you.
I'm from Bedford.
For what?
I'm from Bedford.
I know. That shows.
I'm from Bedford.
My point is,
look what they got at Walmart.
Oh, shit.
What's your point?
I would smack.
Oh.
I would smack my damn self if I put that in my.
You should do it.
What's your
hell
no.
Do it in
cool.
You can do it in your car. Don't do it in mine.
Like if you're out camping and you want to just fill this up or something.
Give me a
we can do, look.
See what
let's
I deal with.
This back your truck up right here.
This is why
this
you ain't married
out,
too.
And when it's summertime, we do a podcast. We can be sitting
this
in
this kind
park.
Of shit right here. This is why you ain't married.
Hold
I'm
up.
Trying to tell you.
That's an epic idea though.
Hey, isn't it? Thank you.
Podcast in
get
the
out.
Hot tub.
Yeah. Okay. Podcast no. in a hot tub.
Oh, your
not,
truck.
Not yeah. in the back of my fucking truck.
No, on the truck. So what we're going to do is we're going to extend it. We're going
to
back
how are we supposed to heat the water up?
No, it's going to be hot in summer.
No.
Let your truck sit out there for a while. And then when you're done, we just...
Plus, no, wait a minute. We're drinking.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So our
everything's
body temperature
a good idea
is already
drinking.
Raised. So therefore, being in cold water is not going to affect you.
Never. You ain't a dude. Cold water affect me no matter how fucking drunk I am.
That's not on us, though.
I could be drunk than a motherfucker. Cold water is going to affect. Anyway, never have I ever, or never what I will be, drunk enough. Drunk enough to put basically a tarp in the back of my truck and fill it up with water.
That's a great idea.
And
so
call it a hot tub.
That's a great idea. So
but why
great.
Can't
I would pull out the pink Speedo for that.
Why can't
that.
Hell no, you won't. Not in my presence, you won't. Why can't we just get a hot tub? They make portable ones. I've seen
them. Wait a minute.
The pink Speedo.
But the one in the back of the baby truck is
baby oil, bro.
Huh?
Exactly. The one in the back of the truck is mobile.
What dumbass is going to drive around with a truck full? Never mind. Ding.
What the fuck are you talking about? I would do it in a fucking heartbeat.
Me too.
I will buy the portable hot tub and put it right there, stretch the microphones out there. No, see, that's a bad idea, too, because y'all already touching titties, and then y'all going to be in bikinis and shit. And
nipple pop
then,
out.
Then I got to act like, it's okay. No, bro, that's a bad idea.
That's not self-control.
It's like smoking beside the gas pump. You waiting for some shit to happen.
You know what? Don't be hating on the hot tub time machine.
I think you should do that. I think you get more people that way.
No. That might be a fun idea, though.
I think you should lick a light socket. That's how I feel about
it. You know, one time I sucked my finger in a light socket on accident, and I kind of liked that.
I believe it.
What the hell did you just say?
You don't even have to convince me of that right now.
What did she say?
I was going to plug my phone in.
Okay.
And it slipped.
Uh-huh.
I've done that before.
Yep. Did that make your nipples hard?
Right? I mean, I wouldn't say all that. It made my arm numb.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I definitely agree with Laurel.
Wait, what the hell?
Apparently, they had two very different experiences.
I felt like Iron Man for a minute.
What the hell did I just
miss? I'm the type of person that I enjoy pain.
Oh.
Okay, Carlene.
Oh, Carlene.
All right, give me them.
Same thing I told Carlene.
Hold on.
I'm pretty sure you said exactly what you meant just now.
That type of stuff.
Choke till you almost pass out and you resuscitate or
what? Yes. No.
It's all right, but you ain't got to make me pass out and make me see God.
She on some
I'm okay with that.
She on some Stewie Griffin shit. She's like, stomp on my pews.
I thought she was about to spray my face with them fish.
Why don't you jump off the mattress and land?
You get on the ceiling fan and go around. Anyway,
drop an elbow on it.
What I was saying was there would be no hot tub in the back of my truck.
I bet you there
You're
will
just
be.
No fun.
It ain't gonna be a hot tub. It's a pool.
It could be a whirlpool.
And me, Laurel, and Jennifer will be in it.
Let me make something clear. If I ever come home and there's a hot tub in the back of my truck, your car is going to have a whole new air conditioning system because I got some shit I've been wanting to test out.
I'm willing to take that risk.
No, you're not.
You're fine.
Which one of us you think is more serious?
Oh, me.
No, me.
I guess we'll find out.
I got a cabinet full of shit over there that I want to test out.
You wouldn't do that to the car, I know better.
It's paid for, yeah, I would. And some vandals came through. What?
Say it, bitch.
I don't get it.
Just say it. We're being brutally honest, aren't we?
I don't know. She called me a hoe, so.
Well, she also said she liked pain instead of pleasure.
Who?
We learning some shit.
I called him a hoe. She just said pain, pleasure.
Your turn. Yeah,
she wanna be brought to death and shit. You know how dangerous that is? Yeah, how would he explain that shit?
Like that
he going
video.
To jail.
What happened? She said choke her, and she said don't stop even if I say stop.
He going to fucking jail. He gone.
I got no safe word. I'm sorry.
He going to jail for thinking about this shit.
You ain't got no safe word. Oh, hell no. Pineapples.
Pineapples. I haven't heard that in so long.
For now.
Safe word is important.
What else can we learn about y'all today? Because so far, I got a lot to process over the next couple days.
I think that's it.
I don't think that's it. I think that's just the iceberg.
We'll just have to do this again and have Carlene here.
Just the tip.
Right.
Hell no. Is she going to pass out?
No,
yes, she will.
You got to feed the hoes. Like, you got to have snacks down here and, like, water bottles and stuff.
We had Chick-fil-A.
That's going to be my new tag. What's it called? That's going to be my new hashtag.
Was
you got
to
feed the
hoes. Was you referring to me when you said hoes?
I didn't mean it like that. Sorry.
I don't care.
I don't either.
When my first, as far as I'm concerned, t-shirt come out, that's what it's going to say on the back.
I'd buy it.
It's going to say, as far as I'm concerned, on the back is gonna say you gotta feed the hoes.
Dude, I buy it. I endorse that.
You feed me too. I will wear it at work.
Put y'all's pictures. Hey, look, I tried to get somebody to make me a very specific shirt. And she said she wouldn't make it because she knew I would wear it to work.
It's not the same person that's supposed to make me into still a mug.
It's the same person.
I started asking you to make me a mug, though.
We got the same result.
But I need it by Friday.
Okay.
What?
That's usually how our order's on.
I need it by tomorrow.
Sounds about right.
I'd wear it to work on Wednesday,
The shirt I wanted was really easy. It is a picture of Bullet on the front, and on the back it said, I promise, just the tip.
Oh.
And she was like, I'm not making that for you because you're going to wear it to work. And I'm like, hell yeah.
All right, do your outro.
I also want a shirt to say I can't stand none of y'all motherfuckers and wear that to work.
Oh, that's good.
What?
I said, do your outro. We can keep talking there.
My outro.
Wow.
She just cut the motherfucker up.
Send back.
It's on the microphone. Don't worry. It's not going to go in your mouth.
Nice.
I can't unhinge my jaw. I just got a long tongue, dog.
Laurel teaches you how to unhinge that jaw.
I don't want to learn.
I heard that shit.
I don't want to learn. I don't want none. Hey, look, but since you're teaching people, when you and her had the teaching session that y'all was talking about,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I do.
No, I don't.
Shit, I can go back.
It wasn't recorded.
Yes. No, it was prior to recording.
Yeah.
No, when you think,
I know
mama,
what you're talking about.
You in my spot. I control this shit. I'm just saying. Anyway.
Are y'all tired of hearing Bernie me Mac talk yet? I'm not coming back ever again.
Yeah,
you will.
She's going to be back next week. What you fucking talking about?
But having said that, I do appreciate y'all neglecting sleep and coming from.
I slept fine.
I worked last night, threw up twice at work and all that shit.
Wow, did you shit your britches too?
He pregnant.
Because
your pre-workout?
Nah.
He pregnant.
Oh, yeah, that's what you get for.
Because you keep eating that weird shit.
That's what you get for having sexual relations with that girl before Ramadan, and you come here and you throwing up. Sympathy.
Oh,
what if she's pregnant? You better check on her, make sure she's not pregnant, have a little mark running around. What's her name? I'll check on her for you.
Mark is a virgin.
Bullshit. You said you had sexual relations before.
You can't prove it.
Yes, you did. It's on tape, on recording, whatever. It's right here. We all heard it.
That was a lie.
She's pregnant. First. Little Mark's coming running around. I got a coat hanger. You want me to get my coat hanger for you?
Nah, because I ain't got no kids, so I'll be all right with that.
Would you be all right
with the person you had? Yo, he really looked like he had a thing. He was like, nah, I ain't got no kids.
No, Mark likes kids. He's good with kids.
Yeah. What, would you be okay with having the kids with that person?
Huh?
That's why I said, huh?
Hey, I think Charlie calling you.
I got a coat hanger. I got you.
Yeah, this has been, this has been really nice. Really, really nice.
This has been learning about yourself.
Yeah, I'm not.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead and end this before we learn other shit about people that we don't really want to know about. Mark's sexual relations before Ramadan.
He's got three kids.
He's married.
Yeah,
nice
he's
try.
Married. He's. Yeah. Those kids are sanctified by the Lord.
But anyway, Mark. Thank you for coming on, bro. I appreciate it.
No doubt. Anytime, man. I'll come back anytime, bro.
You sure?
I got you.
Okay.
Gagging Ashton. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Don't you dare call me any day.
Start calling Ashton three shots to the wind.
Hey, but I didn't go to sleep.
I'm really proud
very
of you.
True.
I'm really
very
proud
true.
Of you.
You handled it well.
Laurel did not have to beat me.
You nasty. Jennifer.
I live here.
I thank you for the first time being on the podcast after 16 episodes.
Just had to have the right people.
No, right,
I had to force
them. No, let's rephrase that. She had to have the right hoes.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
I am not a hoe.
I mean, that's literally what I text Mark when I was telling him to hurry up.
What?
It's like the hoes is here.
Isn't this going to be episode
18?
This is 17. Going to be 18. Actually 18 and probably 19.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Because...
Yeah,
we on 3 hours right
now. Let it
now.
Be known that I'm not coming over next time.
Yes, you are.
Y'all are tired of hearing my voice.
No, we're not.
Laurel,
yeah.
Thank you again for coming back.
Oh, I'm a repeat offender.
The Gaga 3000.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Nope. Nope.
You're right. That's my not your name. Her name is. But anyway, I do want to thank y'all for real. I do appreciate y'all. Anytime. Right. Anytime y'all want to come back.
Anytime, dog.
And for everybody listening, make sure you rate, subscribe, give me that 5-star rating, hit us up at afaicpod@gmail.com, and I'ma holler at you. We out.
As far as I'm concerned, this shit is over.